Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ono Litany with the evening news. First, the headlines. Chief Minister Nipyur Ryo says government is committed to ensuring that no one is left behind in state's pursuit of growth and development. Advisor Jalyo Ryo appeals municipal councillors to be aware of revised Nagaland Municipal Act 2023. Advisor H. Sitrongkyu Sangtam leads Nagaland delegation at India Mobile Congress 2024. And Nagaland Legislative Assembly all set to celebrate its 60th anniversary on 29th October. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipyur Ryo today inaugurated the new administrative complex, GB's Customary Court and SBI branch at Pugubotto. Speaking at the program, Mr. Ryo said this significant step will enhance services and infrastructure. He said it marks a new chapter in the state's administration's history, symbolizing progress, efficiency and commitment to the people. Mr. Ryo added that Pugubotto is on the path of meaningful development under the leadership of dedicated public representatives and the hard-working spirit of its people. The Chief Minister said the new administration complex reflects our commitment to good governance and public service, prioritizing transparency and accessibility. He said it will enhance collaboration among departments, ensure a more responsive administration, faster application processing, and improve grievance resolution.
Officer ekta itaka interest dile public bi interest lobo support bi pobo development jabo galido khali officer noy public to cooperation aro support digena jabo lage নহলে গভর্নমেন্ট 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 কই থাকলে বি আপনার নিজের এটো যোগ না দিলে তো আপনার ভাবনা নিচিনা কিছু যাব নিব।
The Chief Minister further said the government is committed to ensuring that no one is left behind in the state's pursuit of growth and development, including Pugubotto. Mr. Ryo also called all to strive towards a state of excellence where everyone has the opportunity to thrive, guided by the values of unity, hard work, and community spirit. Advisor for Urban Development and Municipal Affairs Jalyo Ryo has appealed to the municipal councillors to be aware about the government guidelines of revised Nagaland Municipal Act 2023 to discharge their duties and responsibilities smoothly. Flagging of sanitation vehicles provided by the Department of Municipal Affairs to urban local bodies at Chumukedima District Public Ground, Mr. Jalyo urged public leaders, youth and students to display civic sense and keep the towns clean.
Let us admit, we Nagas, yes, literacy-wise, our percentage is very high, even above the national average. But literacy high, thakilebi, amrang laga, way of living, personal life conduct, cleanliness, civic sense, amrang laga, cleanliness culture, wale to, ite talk to,
Commissioner and Secretary of Municipal Affairs Department and Urban Development Department, Kekrivor Kevichasa, stated that the initiative is a pilot program. He informed that the 16th Finance Commission team members will be visiting Nagaland and said the department has proposed a number of developmental activities. A delegation from Nagaland, led by Advisor for Information Technology and Communication, H. Sitrongkyu Sangtam, attended the India Mobile Congress 2024 at Pragati Maidan in New Delhi yesterday. In his address, Mr. Sangtam highlighted the progress under Nagaland's 4G saturation project, which is bringing connectivity to the most remote parts of the state. He also emphasized Nagaland embracing 5G technology as the state progresses towards improving connectivity. Sangtam commended the collaboration between the government and local communities, where 277 villages donated land free of cost to accelerate the installation of telecom infrastructure. With the remaining uncovered villages set to receive connectivity under the 4G saturation project, Nagaland is positioning itself as a key player in India's digital revolution, aligning with the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. The event, organized by the Department of Telecommunications, Government of India, in partnership with the Cellular Operators Association of India, saw over 250 companies and 400 startups, making it one of the largest telecom and digital technology events in Asia. Nagaland Legislative Assembly is all set to celebrate its 60th anniversary on 29th October. In this regard, the Assembly Secretariat will be temporarily closed for all office work from 21st till 30th October to facilitate necessary preparations. A press release from Secretary in Charge, Nagaland Legislative Assembly Secretariat, Crohitonio Rio, informed that regular office-related operations will resume from 1st November onwards. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. National Conference leader Omar Abdullah has taken oath as the Chief Minister of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha administered the oath of office to Mr. Abdullah along with his Council of Ministers at Sher-e-Kashmir International Convention Center in Srinagar today.
I, Omar Abdullah, do swear in the name of God that I will not directly or indirectly communicate or reveal to any person or persons any matter which shall be brought under my consideration or shall become known to me as Chief Minister for the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, except as may be required for the due discharge of my duties as such minister.
Others who took oath includes Senior National Conference Leader Surinder Chaudhary as Deputy Chief Minister and Sakina Itto, Javed Rana, Javed Dar and Independent Candidate Satish Sharma as ministers. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi, Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav, former Chief Minister of Jammu and Kashmir Mehbooba Mufti and other leaders of India Bloc attended the swearing-in ceremony. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Nipur Rio has conveyed his congratulations and best wishes to Omar Abdullah on taking oath as the Chief Minister of Jammu and Kashmir. Mr. Rio wished Mr. Omar and his Council of Ministers a successful tenure. The National Level Monitor Team, led by S.K. Chauhan from the Ministry of Rural Development and Panchayati Raj, visited Peren District today. The team held a meeting with various head of offices under the chairmanship of Deputy Commissioner of Peren, Haizu Meru. Addressing the officials, Mr. Chauhan said the purpose of the visit is to monitor various programs implemented by the ministry across the district. He also said the team will conduct field visit to 10 selected villages to inspect various schemes implemented under the concerned departments. The Chakasang Students' Union, CSU, today issued a 48-hour ultimatum to the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, NHIDCL, demanding immediate repairs to the deteriorating Kohima-Jessamy Road, particularly the Chakabama-Kikrama stretch under Package 2. In a letter addressed to the General Manager of NHIDCL's Project Management Unit in Fitero, CSU highlighted the years of public hardship caused by the hazardous condition of the road, which has been marred by landslides, blockages and deep potholes, putting commuters at risk. The union urged NHIDCL to clear road blockages, repair potholes and install proper drainage systems within the stipulated time. It further cautioned that failure to address these issues would force the union to take its own measures, holding NHIDCL accountable for any ensuing consequences. Nagaland Public Service Commission, NPSC, has informed that examination for direct recruitment of stenographers will be held on 28 and 29 October. A notification from the Secretary, NPSC, Nung Seng Menla Im Chen, asked eligible candidates to download the admission certificate containing details of routine and instructions from the Commission's website, npsc.nagaland.gov.in, from 21st of this month. Candidates requiring assistance can also call up NPSC Help Desk number 940-2988-506 on working days from 21st October onwards. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipur Rio says government is committed to ensuring that no one is left behind in state's pursuit of growth and development. Advisor Jalio Rio appeals municipal councillors to be aware of revised Nagaland Municipal Act 2023. Advisor H. Satronkyo Sangtam leads Nagaland delegation at India Mobile Congress 2024. And Nagaland Legislative Assembly all set to celebrate its 60th anniversary on 29th October. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.